Every day is an opportunity to design, build, and live your dream life. Join us on Designing Your Life today. Get strategies for achieving goals that boost your business and energizes your life. Get insights for economy-proofing both your life and business. I'm Pat Counsell, everybody's favorite goal achievement strategist, and my goal is to help you reach yours. Get connected with other power achievers and stay in the know by requesting the Power Up Today newsletter. Simply text the word Power Up to 42828. That's 42828. Also, connect with us on Facebook, Twitter, and other social media outlets by visiting designingyourlifetoday.com. Discover your magnificence. The Magnificent You free 5-day online course is available now. Unleash your prosperous, powerful, productive self. Visit designingyourlifetoday.com/get results to get started. Welcome to Designing Your Life Today. This is everybody's favorite goal achievement strategist, Pat Counsell. Welcome to Magnificent Monday, and get excited because this is the month of March and we've got a success frenzy going on. And what does that mean? That means that on Designing Your Life Today, we're kind of adopting the idea of March Madness in basketball. What we're doing is we are bringing you the best of the best when it comes to what it takes for you to achieve big. This is March, and this is kind of, it's the last month in the first quarter of the year. So you want to get as much information as you can and be inspired to take as much action as you can. Sometimes because we fizzle out when it comes to our goals, we fizzle out by, let's say, mid-February, according to statistics or the studies or in terms of what studies show. Sometimes because we fizzle out, we need to kind of jumpstart everything again, get back in the game, get back on track. So usually as we get into the month of March, we get to look at our goals. We've already looked at them in February, and we've already been kind of inspired to get back on track. But now let's get some information that's going to help you get the results that you're after. With that being said, our topic for today is conquering the thoughts that hold you back. So we're going to talk about conquering those thoughts that stop you from really staying the course and from really getting the results that you've always wanted. And we're just going to kind of touch the surface because there are lots of thoughts that you can have that can hold you back. And there are lots of reasons why you're having those thoughts. And of course, since this is a short show, we will not give you tons of information, but we have provided some tools that will help you to get to where it is you want to be. But before we get to that, here's our affirmation for today. And it's a great affirmation. I choose to overcome fear with love. One of the biggest things that holds us back is our fear of success, our fear of failure, our fear of actually getting it done. And so we want you to affirm to yourself that you choose to overcome fear with love. Love what you do, love people around you, love life, period. Instead of buying into the old or the mundane daily way of behaving, which is watching everything negative on the news and complaining about every single thing that's going wrong in our world. You know what? You'll be complaining until the end of time. And probably when time starts over again, because there's always going to be something that we can find to complain about. But that being said, let's get right on to conquering those thoughts that hold you back. So conquering the thoughts that hold you back. Here's the thing about that. When it comes to goal setting, most of us find it easier to set goals than to actually follow through and achieve those goals. Now, when the goals are set, you get excited and you can't wait for those goals to happen. You can't wait to kind of get on your journey. However, when it's time to embark on the journey to achievement, Somehow, without being aware of it, we talk ourselves out of taking the actions necessary to win. So yeah, we actually talk ourselves out of that. Now, we've got everything set. We are excited about the goal. And then when it's time to pull that trigger and really act on it, we talk ourselves out of what it takes to do it, what it takes to get to where it is we want to be. So the questions are, why does this happen? And what can we do to change it? All right, first, let's talk about the why. Now, as I said, short show, because there's always more than one reason as to why something is happening and as to why we do the things that we do that are counterproductive to our own success. However, as I said, there are tools to help you get to where it is you want to be. How exciting is that? I'm excited. Okay, I'm excited for you, even if you're not excited, and then you'll get excited, right? So anyway, let's get to the why. Here's the short answer. Setting a meaningful goal. Now, that gets you inspired. That gets you excited because you can visualize this thing happening. You can see yourself actually having this thing that you say you want or accomplishing this goal that you say that you want to accomplish. So setting a meaningful goal, it gets you inspired. But here is where things kind of start to go awry. The thought of not achieving a goal, well, that... when it's a goal that really matters to us, the thought of not achieving that goal, that really scares us. That can be very scary for a person because before they even get started on that journey to start achieving the goal, fear steps in and it causes us to see the half-empty side or the negative side of our dream. The worst part is that fear operates mostly on the subconscious level. So we're not even aware that it's not that it's happening. That's why a lot of people fizzle out when it comes to achieving their goals. This is why they fizzle out early in the game. They don't even realize that their fear is kind of dictating the outcome. The fear is pulling the strings. So it's mostly on the subconscious level. And so we're not aware that it's happening. All we know is that it doesn't feel good to have the life to not have the life that we want. And it doesn't feel good to have the life that we currently have. We want something more. We want to achieve more. We want to accomplish more. We want to build something strong. We want to leave an amazing legacy for our family and be a great example to them and to others. So these are things that we get excited about, but fear steps in and it makes us think, ask ourselves the question, what if this doesn't happen? What if we step out there, we give it our all, and we actually fail? So on that subconscious level, we aren't aware that fear is running the show. And as I said, we only know that we don't feel good not to have the life that we want. So we only know that we have this anxious feeling inside that's saying, wow, I really want this, but there's something holding me back. And we don't feel good because when we don't achieve the goals that we set. So somehow on some level, this sends us down a road that causes us to give up before we even start, which is really weird. So we give up. It causes us to sabotage our own progress. If we even start and we fizzle out, we sabotage our progress, or we step into procrastination mode. So usually we can put the blame on fear. Now, it's okay to blame fear, but it's not okay to stay there and not subdue and take control of that. In my book, Start Winning, How to Achieve Like the Top 8%, I address fear in a very sensible way, but it goes beyond that. I address fear in a way such that you can see it for what it is and you can deal with it. And so I'm real proud of that section of the book where I talk about fear and how you take control of it instead of allowing it to control you. All right, so we've talked about the why. Now, there are other whys, but I wanted to give you the short answer. And usually we can trace everything back to fear. Now for the what. So what do we do about this? What can you do to change things and increase your chances of success, to increase your chances of holding back, from not holding back, to increase your chances of moving forward. What can you do to conquer those thoughts that are holding you back, that are stopping you from going forward? What can you do to get fear out of your, let's say, subconscious? Because your subconscious is going to do whatever it's instructed to do, whatever's been put in there, whatever event that has caused you to make that shift into failure mode, subconscious just carries it out over and over and over. So the first thing, first of all, there are many thoughts that go through your mind, and these are thoughts that can prevent you from actually achieving your dreams. And so we don't have time to address all of these thoughts that go on in your mind, and we're talking about your conscious mind now, so we don't have time to address each and every thought that goes on in your mind, any kind of challenges that you may be having on this podcast. But we do have resources that can help you follow through and really kind of get back on track and start getting results, start moving forward, start repairing whatever it is you need to repair, getting rid of whatever it is you need to get rid of, and replace what you need to replace. And we're talking about thoughts, replacing your thoughts, your self-sabotaging thoughts with power thoughts. So you can find out more information that will help you. One of the resources that we have is The Magnificent You. And so you can go there and take a look at that course. It's absolutely free, you guys. And we also have the Shifting. I'm still talking about that, even though it's March, the Shifting to Success Through Love Challenge. And we still have that. It's absolutely free. All you have to go to designingyourlifetoday.com/success-through-love-challenge. So you can go there and you can take that challenge. It's only a 7-day challenge, and all of the challenges are right there, and they're super easy to follow. Now, there are some previous podcasts that you will have to listen to, but I made all of the podcasts for that challenge. They're very short, so it's not going to take you a long time, because you're going to get kind of part A of a question on that podcast, and then you're going to get the part B in the challenge, which is the next question, the follow-up question, and the follow-up instructions. So you want to put the two together and give yourself the best chances for success. So don't take shortcuts when it comes to you achieving big. So once again, you can go to designingyourlifetoday.com/success-through-love-challenge, and you can almost do it. I want to say in one sitting, but because there are probably about, I think out of the seven, there's probably 3 or 4 podcasts that I recommend it. So each podcast is somewhere between maybe 10 to 15 minutes long. So it just depends, but you know, it's about an hour or so out of your day, but an hour or so out of your day, just so you can get back on track and start achieving and make that powerful shift so that you can really be excited about you. It's worth it, right? Of course it is. Now, how do you conquer those thoughts that hold you back? Well, first of all, I want to remind you again of the resource that we have for you, which is the Magnificent You course that I have available for you. It's a course. So all you have to do is go to designingyourlifetoday.com/get-results. It's a 5-day online course, and it's very easy to follow. And it's going to not only inspire you, but you're going to get some very specific instructions for things that you can pay attention to as it relates to how you feel about you, what's going on in you, how to be aware of what's going on in your subconscious, things that you may not even have considered. And so you want to take a look at this course. It's a very good course, not just because I put it together, but because it's good. So be excited about these free tools that we're bringing you. Okay, now, how do you conquer those thoughts that hold you back? Well, I mentioned the course, but here are some simple steps. And these simple strategies will are easy to follow and they will get you to where it is you want to be. First, you must identify the problem you're having. That's the first thing. So that's a big deal. So you say, well, I don't know what problem I'm having. I just know that there's something going on that's stopping me from getting to where it is I want to be. Well, that's what the Magnificent You course is all about. So, go there to get further instructions, and that will help you identify the problem, even if you're not sure what the problem is. Secondly, after you've identified the problem that you're having, examine the thoughts that you're having about the problem, about the situation that's preventing you from moving forward, getting back on track, or staying on track when it comes to achieving your goals. Now, in this case, this helps if you write it down. So if you have a journal or a loose leaf binder or just a tablet, it doesn't have to be anything elaborate or expensive. It will help you if you write it down. Now, I will say this about having a really nice journal. Having a really nice journal or a book that sets that you set aside to kind of record portions of your life in, well, that can really go a long way in that it will inspire you to continue to write in it, because it doesn't look like every other loose leaf sheet of paper. It doesn't look like a basic notebook. It doesn't look like every other, tablet that you can buy from a store, you know, for 69 cents. So it might be worth it to invest in your journal, because this is your life, and how your journal looks, sometimes that says a lot about how excited you are about making the necessary adjustments in your life or evolving into that person that you've always wanted to be. So I'm going to say, if you can afford it, invest in a journal. Now, what we've done, if you look at our show notes, I have kind of recommended a few journals for you. If you say, well, I don't know which journals to buy, it's not difficult. So, but I want to make things really easy so you don't have any excuse for not getting started. So I've recommended some journals for you. Just look in our show notes, and all you have to do is go to blog.designingyourlifetoday.com, and you can look at our show notes for today's show, which is Conquering the Thoughts That Hold You Back. And so once you look at that, you'll see the links, and you can click on there and you can decide if you want those links. Now, I better put my little disclosure right now for you. These journals, you will find them on Amazon, and I get a little commission if you purchase them, but the commission is probably going to be something like maybe 50 cents. Amazon does not increase the price just for you purchasing it through Designing Your Life Today. So it's going to be exact same price whether you purchased it through Amazon on your own or through Designing Your Life Today. It doesn't matter. But what it will do for Designing Your Life Today is it does allow us to continue to bring in monies that will help us to stay on the air, that will help us to continue to bring this information, which if any of you have ever taken any workshops, then you know how expensive it is to get this kind of information. So on Designing Your Life Today, we rely on different affiliate links, but without increasing the price and getting the monies from you. So that's exciting. Our sponsors that we have, they pay for you to get this information. So it's not costing you anything. So I want to encourage you to use our links. As I said, this helps us to cover our costs so that we can stay on the air. All right, there's my little brief commercial, disclosure, but let's continue on. So first, you must identify the problem you're having. Secondly, examine the thoughts you're having about the problem. And as I said, it helps if you write it down. The third step is to write out how you're responding to those thoughts and how you're responding to the problem. In other words, if you set an amazing goal and you fizzled out, you want to write that down. That's a physical response that you're doing absolutely nothing. But you want to be aware of how you're thinking about this, and you want to tap into actually how you're feeling about this also. So that's your third step. And finally, you want to create a rationalization. There, I can say that word. You want to create a rationalization that will push you towards success. And if you have no idea how to create a rationalization that will push you towards the kind of success that you're looking for, then go to designingyourlifetoday.com/get results and look for our free 5-day online course, The Magnificent You. So it's absolutely free, you guys. So there's nothing holding you back. There's nothing stopping you from getting this information. And if you say, well, you know, I don't have a computer. Well, yeah, it's we made it cell phone friendly. So you can take the course through your mobile phone, or if all else fails, hey, go to the library where, guess what? Computers are free. Use of the computers. They're free, at least in America. So you want to take the course and discover how to create a rationalization. There it is. That will push you towards success. That's kind of a tongue twister for me. Rationalization. There. Ah, perfect. So go to designyourlifetoday.com/get results and get started with the free online course. Now, what I've given you, I've given you some basic strategies that are effective. And the beautiful part about these strategies is that they are easy to use. And if you would like help addressing more specific challenges, the exciting part, and I have to mention the course again, because I really want you to get this and I want you to get to where it is you want to be, is that our free five-day online course, The Magnificent You, that course will help you deal with some specific challenges that you have, because the show is short, so we cannot address each and every challenge or kind of give you each and every thought that dissect each and every thought that you're having, but we can provide you with information that will allow you to get started doing that yourself. So that's the good part. Hey, listen, you guys, that is all I have for you on this magnificent Monday. Remember, your affirmation throughout the week is that I choose to overcome fear with love. If you find yourself complaining, if you find yourself yelling at someone, if you find yourself saying negative things to someone, having negative thoughts, replace it with love. Remind yourself of this power affirmation, because there's no more powerful affirmation or thing that you can affirm is that you're going to overcome whatever your issues are by putting the energy of love out there to combat it for you. So repeat that affirmation throughout this week. And hey, you know what? Whenever you guys want to, or if it sparks you, go to our Facebook page, Designing Your Life Today, and write out what kind of results that you're getting. Understand this, that when you write the results, you're going to inspire someone else. You're going to encourage someone else. And that's why we're here, to encourage one another. So keep that in mind. That's what our Facebook page is there for, not to mention to announce some of the upcoming things that we have. Also, I mentioned my book, Start Winning, How to Achieve Like the Top 8%. It really deals with fear. And so if you want more information on that, you can go to any store where books are sold and you can get a copy. Okay, tomorrow, guess what we're going to talk about? Now, we talked today about conquering the thoughts that hold you back. Now it's time to unleash the big thoughts. So on our Tone It Up Tuesday, we're actually going to talk about unleashing big thoughts, getting to the big ideas. How do you get to those big ideas? And we're going to talk about some of the physical habits that you can adopt that will help you get to those big ideas. Now, this ought to inspire you to exercise if you're not doing it, right? Okay, you guys, have an amazing day. Enjoy this magnificent Monday and do life with power.